As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, Pilgrim, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday. Let's call this a topless Tuesday, December the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Certainly good news, some of that. Of course, it's going to be your news today, I hope. Hard facts where we can find them and workable solutions as we can work them in as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo, to me, 65647, that postal zip code. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, at AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome today. Precious metals, volatile in a narrow trading band. We'll talk about that briefly. Topless Tuesday, chat-driven talk radio, open lines, open minds. Not much on my browser this morning, so I hope you get your calls and your news. In the chat room, interstate commerce, we'll go there if we need to. The Commerce Clause, go back and visit once again with Gustavus Myers, the Fortune Hunters. We'll talk about all of that. Take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. An hour ago, found gold trading up $5 at $1,390.80 an ounce. Silver up 13 cents at $29.48. Platinum up $3 at $1,714. And palladium up $6 at $747 even. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, again, as of an hour ago. Gold was, the low was $1,383.90. The high was $1,393.40. So we got about a $10 spread right there. But at $1,390.80, your gold was up $278.40 an ounce for a 25.03% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,386. It was trading above that for a while, a little bit below that for a while. Back and forth, it's up, it's down, it's all over the place. But it's a very narrow, narrow trading band. The SPDR gold shares appears to be unchanged from yesterday at 1,298.94 metric tons, valued at these bullion prices on State Street of $58 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 14 at 11,478. The NASDAQ closed up 7 at 2,650. And the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1,247. Crude oil this morning up 50 cents at $89.87 a barrel. And the U.S. dollar index up 33 basis points at 80.30.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Tuesday, let's call it a topless Tuesday, December the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Taking your calls and looking at the browser, chat-driven talk radio today. I'll be putting up the articles as you guys put them in the chat room. So if you got something you want me to talk about this morning, I didn't find much of value whatsoever on the Bloomberg today. It looked to me like most of the articles that were there were taken out of somebody's cut copy and paste bin, or maybe it was last week's homework assignments. But anyway, very, very little new news, newsworthy news, news worth reporting on Bloomberg this morning. Everybody's gone off to Vail for skiing, maybe. Anyway, let's get back into our market report, close it out one more time in review. We found gold trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Of course, now, there's just the same as happened yesterday. The exchange-traded funds came into the market, bing, bang, boom. Right at just before showtime, we had about a $10, almost $15 drop there. A $10 drop, and it's been picking back up and coming back into the view one more time. But this is the way it goes. This is a bullion spot market. It's active trading out of New York City. It's a very narrow band. We found at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, gold was trading up $5. Right now, it's off $2.20. So it's going to bounce up and down in there, but it's a very narrow band. But up $5 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 13.90.80, that's still good news. How can you be complaining about being just shy, $10 shy of $1,400 gold? That's good news to me. Silver, likewise, up 13 cents at 29.48, and again, this close, within a half dollar of being in the $30 range, that's still good news for me. Platinum up $3 at 1,714, and palladium up 6 at 747. Again, we found yesterday the gold, Dow Jones Industrial Average closing off 14 at 11,478. The NASDAQ up 7 at 26.50. And the S&P Standard & Poor's 500 Index up 3 at 12.47. Crude oil again this morning up 50 cents. Watch it go. I mean, it's going. It wants $100 so bad it can't stand it. Crude oil this morning up 50 cents at $89.87 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index declined at 0.33% at 80.30. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, not all that much, but it does impact it nonetheless, where we find the Canadian loonie at 98 cents, the Mexican peso at 8 cents, the euro a $1.32, the British pound $1.55, and the Swiss franc at $1.04. The bond market this morning, continuing volatility here in the interest rates. The yields on these two-year treasuries, 0.59% this morning. The 10-year at 3.30 and the 30-year at 4.43. Of course, the impact on the mortgage markets is apparent. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 3.97% a month ago to 4.32% this morning, making it more costly for you to get a mortgage if you can. The 30-year moves up from 4.56%. Pulling back a little bit from the 5% where it was yesterday at 4.97 this morning. The prime rate stands at 3.25%. And for all of those of you that follow the gold-silver ratio this morning, it stands at 47.18 to 1. In other words, it'll take 47.18 ounces of silver to buy you 1 ounce of gold. In the news basket this morning, just jumping around a little bit here, I've got an article, never seen it before, this off Reddit Politics. Seattle buses are to carry signs saying that U.S. tax dollars support Israeli war crimes. TV stations wonder, should that even be allowed? Bus company is under attack by the usual suspects with an online poll. Well, that's interesting. What do you think? Should we put signs on the buses? Why shouldn't they put signs on the buses? It's the truth, for goodness sakes. Why hide it under a bushel basket? Get it up on a lampstand. Justice Department, this out of the Seattle Times, Justice Department is accused of being gun-shy. Oh, my. Washington, Charlie Savage writing for the New York Slime. The Justice Department has shut down a wave of high-profile investigations of members of Congress over the past few months, drawing criticism that the government's premier anti-corruption agency has lost its nerve after the disastrous collapse last year of its case against former Senator Ted Stevens. Well, that's a rather interesting opening bit. Let's go back over here, jump back over here, and take a look at it again. Okay, I got the phone ports open. Other federal corruption investigations known to have ended without charges this year had focused on Tom DeLay, the former House Majority Leader and Republican of Texas, Representative Don Young, more than blah, blah, blah. They're gun-shy, said Gerald Herbert, the executive director of the Campaign Legal Center, a nonpartisan group. Let's see if we can find anything. Peter Zeidenberg, public intro, prosecutor, blah, blah, blah. Well, I can't see any reason to continue with that article. It's an article, but so what? Here's another one. Monitoring America, this off the Washington Postal. Dana Priest and William Arkin, Monday, December the 20th. Again, I'm just taking them right out of the chat room and opening them up. Sight unseen, 9 years after the terrorist attacks of 2001. They're still floating that meme. Ain't no wonder why people don't read these newspapers. Anyway, the United States is assembling a vast domestic intelligence apparatus to collect information about Americans. What, still? Using the FBI, the local police, Homeland Security offices, and military criminal investigators. Well, they left out some people, like your next-door neighbor, the Babushka Squad in your area. Your local pastors, your preachers, your teachers, the checkout girl at the grocery. There's a lot more people involved in this system than that. The system, by far the largest and the most technologically sophisticated in the nation's history, like all of the cameras at Walmart, collects, stores, analyzes information about thousands of U.S. citizens, you know, like those backscatter images that you get at the TSA, and residents, many of whom have not been accused of any wrongdoing. Hell, don't accuse anybody of doing any wrongdoing in this country. Everybody gets a pass, right? That is, unless your income is less than $50,000 a year. The government's goal is to have every state and local law enforcement agency in the country feed information to Washington. Well, yeah, that's the fusion system. Been around a while. Other democracies, make me gag. Britain and Israel, boy, that's to name but the worst, are well acquainted with such domestic security measures. My, oh, my. But for the United States, the sum of these new activities represent a new level of government scrutiny. Yeah, I don't know. Today's story, along with the related material on the Post website, examines how, well, let's get over there and get the other side of it. Top secret Americans. Wow, that's going to be a huge, wide article. Well, that's going to go away from that one. Let's go back over here and take a look in the chat room, see what else we've got going. Here's another one. This is off the New York Slime. Let's open this one up and take a peek at it. See what we've got going here. I'm going to have to open my browser up just a bit. Let's see if we can just open this. Come on. God bless it. Yeah, too many of these little buttons. Everything in the whole wide world has become very hot these days. Have you noticed that? You can't go on a website anymore. You can't, any place you can find to try and click. I mean, as soon as you touch it, it just opens up in some new insane thing develops. FCC is set to regulate net access. Well, yeah, they've been after that for a while. The Federal Communications Commission appears to be poised to pass a controversial set of rules that broadly create two classes of internet access, one for fixed line providers and the other for the wireless net. Proposed rules of the online road would prevent fixed line broadcast providers like Comcast and Quest from blocking access to sites and applications. The rules, however, would allow wireless companies more latitude in putting limits on access to the service and applications. Well, it's coming up for a vote on Tuesday. That's today. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So apparently, if I'm reading these articles right about the FCC set to regulate net access, what this seems to be the real contention here is that some providers will allow access to certain networks, certain websites, and some apparently won't, and some browsers will find some, and some will browse up others, some will put them higher up on the list maybe, and some of them will put them different. I guess it just depends on whether you're persistent, you know? If you're persistently consistent and willing to do the digging and stick with it, you know, what's the diff? I don't see anything major here. Net neutrality, broadly speaking, is an effort to ensure equal access to websites and cutting-edge online services. You know how you'd be able to block it. I mean, it's sometimes difficult to open a website from some of my browsers, but I don't see how this all works out, really. These roles fulfill a promise to the future, to companies that don't yet exist, and entrepreneurs that haven't started working in their dorm rooms or garages, Mr. Ganachowski said in remarks prepared for the commission's meeting on Tuesday in Washington. At present, there are no enforceable rules to protect basic internet values. I thought that the internet was a wide world of crazy nonsense, and you just come onto the internet and take what you get, right? Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Here's another one. The avowed Talmudist, this off the 800-pound gorilla. Telling you folks, I'm just opening them, okay? I didn't write the articles. The avowed Talmudist to decide issues of internet neutrality in the United States, Friday, December the 17th, a Talmud ace tackles thorny issues on net neutrality. The Jewish Daily Forward, December the 8th, 2010. Washington, how should the United States regulate the internet? The answer to this question, which affects the flow of information and culture, the growth of the economy, and the future of communications, education, and democracy itself, rests largely in the hands of Julius Ganachowski, a 48-year-old Jew from Long Island with knowledge of the Talmud and an appointment to one of the most critical policy posts in Washington. Well, that might be the case. If his December the 1st proposal to address internet regulations is any indication, Ganachowski, the chairman of Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, since June of 2009, is seeking a solution in a very Jewish way. I mean, is there anything that isn't Jewish about the internet? I mean, have you looked at the studies? I mean, Wikipedia, Google, the whole lineup, the cast of characters? I mean, come on, you know, where do your phone bills get routed to anyway? Let's continue. The information, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I mean, come on. The whole thing is, it's all pretty much that you're going to have to get on the internet and bring your own cream cheese and bagels, all right? The information and communication technology sector comprises about one-sixth of America's economy. Are you surprised why there's so much pornography on the internet? Talmudist? Yeah, right. Oh, the high stakes of his job, which includes complicated issues relating to the regulation of television and radio, as well as the internet. You know, they got it all sewed up. Let's go to the next one. Interest rates will have to rise sixfold in 2 years. Interest rates will have to rise almost sixfold over the next 2 years to cope with rising inflation, business leaders have warned. Now, this is the same sort of a meme that was floated by Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke. Remember, he was talking about how it was going to be necessary to get the U.S. consumers looking forward to and anticipating a spike in the inflation so that they'd rush out and buy things now and energize the economy. All right? So you should only expect to see that all of these various and sundry articles being posted. Everybody's going to be worried about the inflation. Well, you know, they own the printing presses. As we saw and listened to Benjamin Bernanke says, you know, as regards to interest rates, he could change interest rates in 15 minutes. And he said that. Then the very next day, the interest rates changed. Obviously, he can do what he says he can do and did it. Anyway, here's the article. Myra Butterworth, the personal financial correspondent, it will bring financial pain to 7 million homeowners with floating interest rates who will see a jump of almost £200 on a typical monthly mortgage payment. charities have already warned that repossessions are likely to rise next year, and the threat of a succession of quick interest rate rises will exacerbate their fears. Well, you know, the more people that can get foreclosed out of their homes, the more bankers will control the marketplace, and that's just the way it is. They'd like to own every mortgage out there. Let's go live and pick up a live call right here and say good morning to 760 California. Here he comes. I can hear you. Adjust that microphone. Turn off that monitor speaker and come on the air. Yeah, that's you. You need to take the microphone out of the fish. Bring your microphone up out of the aquarium. Put down all the fish. Okay, are you ready?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine. If you're ready to go, come on, let's go.
Oh, I just wanted to wish everyone a good happy holidays, and try your best to salvage this time to reflect on your family and your new year and your new steps in your life. And that's basically all I have to say right now.
Well, I hope you have a really happy holy day yourself, and you know, like they say, holly julia, my friend, holly julia. See if you can find
crazy hair.
Yeah, see if you can find something good to go out and hug a tree for us, will you? Go out to the redwood forest there and see if you can get your arms wrapped around one of those big red giants, you know. Walk around on the seashore there and collect some puka shells. You never know. It might be the wave of the future, my man. It might be the currency of tomorrow. So, yeah, California is a beautiful place. Lived there for a while myself, all up and down the West Coast. Yeah, I hope that everybody does have a real good time. Enjoy your days off. You know, you don't get them that often. Buy gold, buy silver, and decorate your own balls of holly, you know. anything else before I let you go?
If I could, I just want to mention my website.
Sure, go ahead, plug your website. Go ahead, one more time.
It's thesource.tk, that's thesurohorus. And I got a bunch of articles up there about Christmas and what it really means in the original history. And aside from all the negativity, there's good and bad and positive and negative in every situation. It just depends on what side of the coin you fall on.
Well, how did you like the winter solstice last night? Were you able to get up early enough in the morning to see the moon turn red?
Well, I stayed up all night, actually, and I think it was a pretty important event. It's not going to happen for another 500 years, and it ranks up there. I think it probably was more important than this whole 2012 thing.
Well, I don't know. You know, we'll see. I didn't notice any difference in my life when I woke up this morning. My feet still touched the floor. I was still able to get dressed successfully, and the water still came out of the faucet. So, apparently, you know, it didn't shift the poles or anything like that. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You've got motion. You've got, you know, bodies in motion, if you will, and their relationship. And from time to time, they'll cross and crisscross and do all of the things that they do. But pretty much the Earth just keeps revolving on its axis. And all of the planetary bodies just keep moving around, you know, set in motion as they were a long time ago. But it was really important to the Wiccans. I read an article or two about that last night, and I went up and looked at a few sites to see what was going to be anticipated. Then I promptly went to bed. Do you continue listening? I'm glad you called in this morning, and we'll move right along now. So I'll just let you go. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Okay, so there you go. Caller from California, folks. If you want to call in, join the broadcast, you can. It's 866-841-1065. Here's off Econo Day. Econo Day. Well, we'll have to pick up the Econo Day report right after this. The ICSC Goldman store sales. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, if you can read believe the things you read from Econo Day, and we try to, you know, be partial here anyway, pre-Christmas rush made for a 1.7% jump in in-store sales during the December the 18th week, they say. The year-on-year pace jumped to more than one percentage point to plus 4.2% for the best rate since the mid-year. The consumer sector has been surprisingly strong, and this report hints at another surprise for Christmas. Well, you know, keep your eyes peeled on that one. Here's another take on it from Redbook. Holiday shoppers are picking up the pace. God, to be known for this, you know. People around the world looking at the United States. Holiday shoppers are picking up the pace. Their jogging shoes on, you know, they got their little Lycra pants and all of that sort of stuff, pointing to the possibility that holiday spending could become the fourth quarter's exclamation point. Well, my God, I started reading stuff like that this morning. I just had to go away from it. Here's another one out of the chat room. You're certainly welcome to post information in the chat room. I'll be visiting in there. I'm in there right now, by the way. Anyway, the new court seeks to help veterans avoid jail. This off the statesman.com. Program focuses on those traumatized by the war by Jeremy Schwartz and Suzanne Gonzalez, American Statesman, published on the 17th last Friday. It's 5 p.m. and as the Travis County, now this must be Travis County, this has got to be Texas, Travis County Courthouse empties out for the day, a court on the third floor begins to fill with county officials, federal bureaucrats, and young men with closely cropped hair. Wow. What do they do? Bust a neo-Nazi joint? The judge, Mike Denton, calls the next defendant a former Navy Special Forces boat operator who served in the Gulf War and various operations in Africa. Shane Bryant faces a trespassing charge after an altercation with a group of teenagers on a day when doctors were switching his medications for symptoms related to post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, I can tell you something. You come back from the military, whether you've been on meds or not, and you come back into the civilian world, unless you are constituted in an unusual way, my recommendation to the generally dumb public is you don't mess with a veteran who's recently returned from service. It can be really, really a stupid thing to do. It's really hard to shut off all of these switches. You know, you get in the habit, you know, of living 24/7, 365 on edge and ready to take up a weapon and defend yourself or kill somebody else. You know, some of a bunch of idiots trespassing, whatever, an altercation with a group of teenagers. I know exactly where this guy probably was coming from. You know, a bunch of idiots making a lot of noise, bugging him, you know, driving him nuts maybe. Anyway, so he had some kind of an altercation. You can imagine. This guy's a former Navy Special Forces boat operator. He could probably take 12 teenagers and turn them into, you know, a hamburger salad. He's not here to be tried or sentenced. This is Travis County's new Veterans Court, where the goal is rehabilitation. Now, we got this new thing going on here in Southwest Missouri, too, in Berry County. They're setting up this drug court. They're, you know, bilking the taxpayers out a bunch of money, you know. And they're having these special little drug courts where they get counseling and rehabilitation, all this sort of stuff. That's happening here, too. This is a great report, says Denton, himself an Army veteran, before leading the courtroom in applause. This is almost like AA, all right? People come in, they swear they're going to be clean, and they're going to get their life in order, and then everybody, you know, gives them off. It's like AA meeting. Last month, Travis joined a handful of other Texas counties setting up a special court docket for veterans who have served in combat zone. Officials say the Veterans Court is a way to funnel former service members away from a downward spiral of substance abuse and criminality and into the court's specially tailored program of treatment and counseling for mental and emotional disorders related to their military service. Wow. Wow. And it gets them right back inside of the process, too, doesn't it? Yes, I know these guys have crossed the line, said Denton, the Travis County Court at Law. Court at Law Judge. The Travis County Court at Law Judge. What's that? Common Law Court? Court at Law. Who has been tapped to preside over the court. But we asked them to go to war, and we know that some of them come back having been adversely affected by that service. We as a society owe these folks. We need to make sure we bring them into functioning society. We as a society owe these folks. If we as a society owe not to, you know, these folks not to send them into this kind of needless nonsense in the first place, we don't leave anyone behind. That's a military tenet through the ages. And in my mind, this is just a part of that. Now, they probably had the military flag in there, too. Oh, well, let's go on to the next one. Terrorism in the U.S. These drug courts, be real careful around that. Latest terrorist threat in the U.S. is aimed to poison the food. This is a kind of a long-term thing here, you know. Someone reporting on the pink slime the other day. It was Al Anthony on his broadcast on Sunday. Ammonia in your ground beef, right? Okay, well, this is what they say. Or is terrorism in the U.S.? This is CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. I guess I've heard that name before. Never seen her, but now I've seen a picture of her. A key intelligence source has confirmed that the threat as credible. What's this threat? In this exclusive story, CBS News chief investigative correspondent Armen Tetyayan, I wonder how long they had to go and look for him or her, anyway, reports the latest terror attack to America involves the possible use of poisons, simultaneous attacks targeting hotels and restaurants at many locations over a single weekend. Yeah, keep that terrorism right in front of the people's eyes. We operate under the premise that individuals prepared to carry out terrorist acts are in this country. Unfortunately, the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, said on December the 6th, the plot uncovered earlier this year is said to involve the use of two poisons, it says ricin and cyanide, slipped into salad bars and buffets. God almighty. In online propaganda, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has praised the cargo attack, part of what it called Operation Hemorrhage. God, is this stuff... They sell advertisements with this? Oh, my goodness. Let's take a look a little bit more of this interest rate article over here. Charities have already warned, blah, blah, blah. You don't need any more of that. Wow. This is what passes for news. Unbelievable. Okay, let's go back over to the... Let's go back over here and look in here and see if we got anybody else going for the chat room. Let's see. Got another article up. Here we go. Grab that one. Let's go to this. Let's see what we got. Like I said, folks, today is chat-driven talk radio. If you're in the chat room, throw some articles into the basket. Let's see what we got out there. Report. Terrorists seek to poison food at U.S. restaurants, hotels. Tuesday, December the 21st. U.S. Homo Security Department in 2010 identified a terrorist plan to contaminate salad bars and buffets. Boy, this is making the rounds. The strikes involving ricin and cyanide would have occurred during one weekend in a significant number of establishments. The plot was, quote-unquote, credible. According to one intelligence insider, the would-be poisoners are suspected of having connections to the extremist group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which has been tied to a number of plots against the United States. Oh, my God. A handful of security personnel from the hotel and restaurant sectors have received information on the plot from the Homo Security Agricultural Department of the FDA. I mean, don't you want to talk about terrorism? Find it right there. The Agriculture Department and the Food and Drug Administration officials. There's your terrorists. Just 250 milligrams of cyanide could be lethal. It could be. Initially, it would look very much like food poisoning. And the senior centers, everybody's laying back, you know, in their wheelchairs and in their beds, and they're just almost comatose, you know. Their skins are ashen white, you know. The raspy breath that they've got, bad breath in the whole nine yards, loaded out on so much of Eli Lilly's, you know, pharmaceuticals, and we're worried about going to the salad bar in America. Wow. That's some pretty crazy stuff. Let's jump over here into this news basket for a minute and see what I got brought with me. Here's one. Let's go over here. Goldwind of China. I'm going to give that one. You know, Goldwind of China gets power supply agreement for a U.S. wind project. This off of Bloomberg. And Aaron Goossens and Baldev Singh writing for Bloomberg. Telling you, you know, the news this morning is wild. Xinjiang, Goldwind Science and Technology China, will sell power to Commonwealth Edison Company from its Illinois project. The first large U.S. wind farm using Chinese-made turbines. There's your green jobs, folks. Looking forward to all that green development, all that free energy in America? Yeah. The first large U.S. wind farm using Chinese-made turbines. The Yuanqi China-based also bought out its development partner, Dublin-based Mainstream Renewable Power, and has full ownership of the Tianran Shady Oaks LLC, which administers the Shady Oaks project. Sounds pretty shady to me. Find out more about it right after this. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
Oh, boy, wild stuff anyway, wild stuff in the news basket, huh? I mean, where do they get up this stuff anyway? I don't understand. Again, this is the Xinjiang Goldwind Science and Technology Company in China, selling power to Commonwealth Edison. The article continues, quote, "We intend to begin construction of the project in 2011, said Tim Rosenzweig. Wait a minute, I thought this was a Chinese company. The chief executive of Goldwind USA, Inc. Quote, "We have a number of pending customers and expect to have significant orders in 2011. Goldwind expects the 106.5-megawatt project to cost between $150 and $200 million. Given different weather conditions in the U.S., Goldwind's operational data from China needs to be confirmed in the world's biggest economy," Amy Grace, North American analyst at Bloomberg New Energy Finance, said, quote, "This will likely be the first significant deployment of Chinese turbines on U.S. soil." There's your green jobs. There's your green jobs for you. Well, let's see what else we got in here. Another one. Oh, I really don't even want to waste too much time on these things. No, I really don't. I really don't. No. We're going back over here and look in the chat room. Let's see what else we got. Maybe we got a hot link. There's one right there. You hit that one and go with it. Let's see what we got. So much, just really it's amazing stuff. And now presenting, it says here, this is the Business Insider, the money game. And now presenting amazing satellite images, cities of China. Chandi Rathod and Gus Lubin writing this December the 14th. The hottest market and the hottest economy in the world is in Chinese real estate. Oh, baby, you got that right. The big question is, how vulnerable is this market to a crash? One red flag. Oh, I'm sure they did. They come up with that on purpose. One red flag is the vast number of vacant homes spread through China. By some estimates, up to 64 million vacant homes. And got to have a buyer to go along with your builders. We've tracked down satellite photos of these unnerving places based on a report from Forensic Asia Limited. They call it a clear sign of a bubble. I'd say so. Quote, there's city after city full of empty streets and vast government buildings, some in the most hospitable, inhospitable locations. It is the modern equivalent of building pyramids. With 20 new cities being built every year, we hope to be able to expand our list going forward. Well, yes, and so here's one of these smart growths, you know, architecture and urban planners, and they all come out and they design and they develop this really nice little, well, I guess you'd have to say it's like a feudal zone. They got the center place there for the lord and the master, and then they've got the three-field system radiating around it. Now, this is classic. This is architecture. I'm looking at an aerial photograph here. This is your classic architecture, engineering students, urban planners, and they sit down and they draw all this stuff up. And the Chinese get sucked into it. American developers come in, global, international community. They build all of this stuff, and it's standing empty. Well, it's pretty. You can say that for it, but it's pretty empty. What's the point? I don't know. Maybe they're going to dump everybody out of A and put them all in B. Oh, here's a big architectural foodobbery. The Ordos Museum, Street View. The Ordos Museum. This is a real a plum for some architect. Made a big bundle on that one, no doubt. Well, anyway, it's a little bit lost because it's all photographs, so there's no more text. We'll just drop that article. But it's interesting to see how that works out. Crude oil trades near a two-week high amid optimism that the U.S. economy will grow. Are you feeling optimistic? Any of the articles we've read in the last 30 days that give you the idea that there's any optimism here that the U.S. economy will grow? Oil traded near a two-week high on speculation that economic growth in the U.S. will accelerate next year, bolstering demand in the world's biggest crude-consuming country. And we consume a lot of crude, all right. Very crude people become that way. Futures rose as much as 5% as traders bet to data tomorrow will show that the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a faster pace than economists estimate. Oil stockpiles decreased for a third week, according to a Bloomberg News survey of analysts, before an Energy Department report. Chinese officials said today the country is poised to raise gasoline prices. Yeah, well, gasoline prices are on the way up. That's in the mix. You can count on it, all right? Don't really even need to speculate on that. These oil batards have got us over the barrel, OPEC, you know, and they're trying to get $100 oil. And, you know, you start jacking up the price of gasoline in the United States in the time we're in right now. I went out the other day. It was $3 and change a gallon, once again, for diesel. I didn't fill up the tank like I usually do, fill up both bags and go with it. No, didn't do that. Put in $20 worth and drove away, okay? And it was like it didn't even move the gas needle, but at least it got the low fuel light to shut off. But, you know, that's the trend, my friend. Trying to be your friend. If gasoline prices continue to go up, you know, how much would a guy be able to afford to drive around and look for work, you know? Going to a neighboring town or a neighboring city or looking for a house someplace else, you know, all that will be crimped up real bad. People don't have enough money in their pocket to buy food. They're sure not going to be able to spend their money on $5 gasoline, but I guess we're just all going to go under house arrest pretty soon. That, anyway, is that article. Here's another one. Then we're going to go into something different in hour number two. Your calls are welcome, folks. 866-841-1065. If you want to call in, you're welcome to do so today. This is another interesting article. What have we got going here? It has to do with the U.S. lawmakers' top market with home district companies, stocks say. This is interesting article, just a little bit, not very much, and I'm not going to spend too much time on it. But even as members of Congress fail to beat the stock market overall, they excel when buying and selling stocks of local companies, a new study shows. You know, just because you're in the Congress or the Senate doesn't mean that your life ends. You know, you still continue And so they look to, you know, invest in their extra capital in stocks and bonds and things like that. But apparently, they don't do too much better there than anybody else in America. They seem to know something that other people don't know. Jans Heinemüller said, an assistant professor of political science at MIT, Heinemüller, H-A-I-N-M-U-E-L-L-E-R, okay, Heinemüller. I wouldn't imagine that Heinemüller, Jens Heinemüller, is, I don't know, Irish. And Yale University postdoctoral fellows, Andrew Eggers, E-G-G-E-R-S, you tell me. I don't make this stuff up. Let's go over here and pick up Jason in Minnesota. Let's see if we got it working this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Will. How are you doing?
Saved by the bell.
Well, since we have open lines today, I just want to talk about a word that I had learned about not too recently. As I was driving home from work, I was listening to the NPR radio station, because it's very little choice around here.
Well, I won't fault you.
And they're talking about so many numbers on the dial, so. But they're talking about this phenomenon within the drug manufacturing industry on how they're assigning thought leaders. And so I kept that in the back of my mind, and yesterday I was going up on the state of Minnesota's website because I was looking at the information about the demographers and them presenting the information from the census.
Wow.
But I came across the 2010 long-range plan, and in here they talked about step six, regular visit to the vision and strategic goals based on the audit. An essential component of this step is to incorporate the views of new leaders in the state, including newly elected officials. For the process to be effective and meaningful, and resulting strategic goals must have renewed buy-in by the, quote, thought leaders, unquote, of the state. And so, I went on Google.
What do you make of that thought leaders of the state thing there?
Well, you know, who are these people? You know, who are they going
to
be?
Who appointed these people to be the thought leaders of the state? Obviously, they've done something, you know, in their lives to be recognized. They've attended some, you know, prominent university or school, or maybe they've written a very interesting or a compelling, you know, doctoral thesis or something like that, or maybe they're an op-ed editor. But, you know, what is it? How do you get to be a thought leader in the United States? I'd like to know that answer. But you better hold it.
Yes, I'd like to know it also.
Yeah, hold on right there. We're going to go into the top of the hour break. We'll be right back with your calls, folks. Much more to come in hour number two. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com.
or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, kind of enjoying a topless Tuesday. Set the laptop off the radio table this morning. There's just nothing worth reporting in the news. And so we're letting the chat drive the topics today. We open lines, open minds. We've got Jason from Minnesota on the line with us. Jason, you're talking to a little bit about this idea of thought leaders. You know, tell us a little bit more about what you heard of NPR, the bastion of truth, and all the things that you need to know.
Well, on the broadcast, if my memory serves me correct, they were talking about this word thought leader in the drug rep industry. And so what was happening is the drug representatives were going out into the medical industry and looking for physicians who that they could then make thought leaders. It then appears that what they were doing or are doing is giving vital information about a certain product and then having that doctor then present information to other physicians. But what it sounds like is happening is that they're having the doctor almost seem like they're presenting their information, their findings, but really what it is, it's the drug manufacturer that's actually giving them the PDFs or presenting the...
Yeah, so I can see where this is going. All right, so what we're dealing with basically is we've just simply changed the name, all right? So we've gone from a change agent, so we've gone through this morphology to a community leader or a community worker, community organizer, and now NPR is floating out through the medical profession thought leaders. In other words, we've been so conditioned to this concept of experts say that the medical profession, being influenced as they are by the pharmaceutical, Big Pharma, Eli Lilly and the others, they come out and they'll put all of this information and all these samples and things like that in the hands of a doctor. And then the doctor will go around and he'll go, look what I've discovered. Isn't this interesting? What do you think about this, Harold? How do you feel about that? Get involved with everybody's emotions. And then basically float this new meme out from the... Big Pharma as regards the newest wave of medications. Is that a pretty good summary?
That is what they are talking about. But what's interesting, too, is, I think George Orwell is pretty jealous right now today because he didn't think of this word thought leader. But so I went up on Wikipedia and tried to find, whatever it is I can find. And I did find an article on thought leader, and it's says the term was coined in 1994 by Joel Kurtzman, editor-in-chief of the Booz Allen and Hamilton magazine called Strategy and Business. Thought leader was used to designate interview subjects for that magazine who had business ideas that merited attention. Mm-hmm. Among the first designated thought leaders were British management thinker Charles Handy, who advanced the ideas of portfolio worker and shamrock organization, Stanford economist Paul Romer, the Mitsubishi president Minoru Makahara, and University of Michigan strategist C.K. Prahlad, author of a number of known works in the corporate strategy, including The Core competence of the corporation.
Well, what we've got here is that sounds to me like a just cut, copy, and paste right out of the Tavistock Institute. This is their MO. This is how they do it. And interesting stuff, but you better go check on your baby.
Well, thanks for the time, Will.
All righty.
We'll all
see
right.
You. See you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back, folks.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Folks, your calls are welcome. It's 866-841-1065. Let's rush out to Idaho and visit for a bit with Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. I just called to follow up on what Jason was talking about in terms of thought leader, which sounds almost spiritual, but yeah, they're change agents, and I'm right now researching one of these people. They're also called facilitators,
exactly.
You know, and I think that they are. Well, I know what happens in the community. You know, they target the influential people in the neighborhood, you know, or in the town. You know, like the mayor's wife and, you know, the garden club and, you know, that sort of thing. And they implant these ideas, this great idea of what they want to do. And that's the way it's done in the communities. But the one that I've been researching, his name is David Osborne, and he was appointed by Al Gore to a project that to the project that was the reinvention of our government.
Right.
And I'm finding all kinds of interesting stuff about this guy. He's an interesting guy. He graduated from Stanford, but he looks like and sounds like, to me, Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just had this bizarre thought that he might be one of those fatherless sons, you know.
Well, you know, you look into these people, you know, they need to be stroked. They really do. They respond well to any kind of attention that they can get. You know, basically, perhaps we could call them mentally and emotionally void. And you give them the slightest bit of attention, you know, and then they just go right to work on things. They're team players, definitely that. You know, thought leader, that's a nice thing to say. You know, having been in the business world myself and yourself as well, you know, we can understand and appreciate where these guys are coming from. You go to these, you know, seminars and conferences and things like that, and the change agents that come out and facilitators come out, and they dialogue you into this new consensus, and they give you all the books and pamphlets and workbooks and things like that, and invite you to go to lunch and have your rubber chicken. And you come back to the office, and boy, you're all pumped up. And, of course, because the boss, you know, paid the money to go to the seminar for you, you know, you feel compelled to, you know, bring this stuff back. Boss wouldn't have wanted me to, you know, go to the seminar unless he wanted to see this stuff materialize in the office. And so you adopt it, you take it on as your own, bring it forward and champion it and advocate it. It might be months, it might be years before you discover what it is that you've actually gotten yourself into this time, Ollie.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what happened with Al Gore. He became one of the Atari Democrats. And I don't know if you remember the Atari or not, but it was the first computerized game system. And it was developed in Silicon Valley by a company called Atari. And this guy, David Osborne, he was, of course, at Stanford during this time frame. And when Al Gore went to Congress, the issues that he chose were all technology issues, from biomedical research to genetic engineering to the environmental impact and greenhouse effect, and that linked him with, you know, the other technophiles on Capitol Hill known as the Atari Democrats.
Interesting.
So when Al Gore got to be vice president, you know, well, as a senator, he passed the legislation that made the Internet available, the 1991 High Performance Computing Act. Then when he became vice president, they started the reinvention, the redesign of our government to basically a fascist corporate model.
Exactly.
You know, consolidating the power of agencies, consolidating functions, as they said, you know, eliminating the stovepipes. Well, those stovepipes were there because there were laws, you know, that didn't allow the Social Security Administration to share information with the IRS, to share information with, you know, the other agencies of government. But as you can see now, what's happening with the consolidation, they're basically building a full state-of-the-art police state. And you're not going to be able to blow your nose without it being recorded somewhere.
Well, you know, one of the things that that I remember from that time period is that when, I believe it was Clinton that came out and said it, that, you know, in this reinvention of government, what they wanted to do is they wanted to attract and retain the best and the brightest minds to work for government, you know. And that was kind of profound to me at the time because I was thinking, well, isn't that just exactly backwards, you know. Government, when I was young, growing up, it was the kind of a repository for the misfit, you know. If you couldn't make it in the real world in architecture, engineering, something like that, you'd wind up working at a government office post someplace in a building department, checking over plans, making sure that they were, you know, prepared properly and so on and so forth. If you were unable to make it in management or something like that, you know, you'd wind up as a government clerk someplace, and you'd go in and you'd, you know, have to deal with their fumbling and ineptness, ineptitude. But with the idea of the transformation of going through and farming out of all of academia the very best and the brightest minds, what I could see happening there was a complete transformation that really, at the time, I found not frightening, but alarming. You know what I mean? I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't like what I'm hearing in this. And you know, my active imagination, I can just sit back in a chair and smoke my Duke and have a cup of coffee, and it just did not sound at all good. If we're going to take the very best and the very brightest minds of America and put them in government, that's going to take them out of business. It's going to take them out of finance, and it's going to put them basically in positions of authority and control and power where they ought really just be the lowest level minion regulator and administrator. So we can see where it went. We're there now.
Well, what they did is actually they attracted the best and brightest crooks and criminals and power mongers. And, you know, they basically, what they did is they had these reinvention laboratories where they got groups of people together, and you know that there was a group of thought leaders that were directing these groups. The main groups were really just for show. I mean, if you get a good systems designer, they really don't need a team effort. They need to get information from people, but they don't need a design effort, you know, team design, you know, to do what they need to do. But that's the way they did this. They had these reinvention laboratories, and the systems, of course, the government never had the ability, never had the people, never would have the people to do big projects like this, so they always contract them out.
Exactly.
And so what they did is they basically ended up contracting out our government.
Certainly has happened, Vicki. Good points. Always good calls. I'm sure appreciate it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And from the chat room again on this topless Tuesday chat-driven talk radio session, open lines, open minds, your calls are welcome, folks, 866-841-1065. We discover from SOT.net, that would be the Sons of the Times.net, UK and Euro-Asian news, an embalmed head of France's King Henry IV found. Wow. The embalmed head of France's King Henry IV found. You get for being a tyrant. Yep. A team of scientists say that they have positively identified an embalmed head presumed lost in the chaos of the French Revolution. I wonder if we'll ever find an embalmed head of Barry the Usurper and Jorge Bush and Donnie Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, kind of Sleazy Rice and the rest of the crowd from the PNAC group. Anyway, back to the article here. Who was assassinated in 1610. The head was apparently lost after revolutionaries desecrated the graves of the French kings in the Royal Basilica of St. Denis near Paris in 1793. Few remains of those bodies have ever been found and positively identified since. But a team of experts using advanced scientific techniques say they have conclusively identified the head passed down over the centuries by private collectors as that of the monarch. I wonder if they'll find that skeleton, skull, and, oh, I don't know, skull and bones headquarters there. Might be. They'll have it up on the shelf someplace in a Masonic lodge, perhaps. Everybody will venerate the dead Henry IV. Anyway, but a team of experts, again, using advanced scientific techniques, say they have conclusively identified the head passed down over the centuries by private collectors. And, of course, they knew that because the brain cavity was noticeably small. The multidisciplinary team, multidisciplinary task force, led by forensic pathologist Philip, I'll pass on the opportunity there, Philip Charlier, announced the discovery in the British Medical Journal. Charlier said features consistent with those of the king's face were found, including a dark mushroom-like lesion near the right nostril, a healed facial stab wound, and a pierced right earlobe. I guess he was into body jewelry. The king is known to have sported an earring, along with others from the Valois court. Head hairs and remnants of a mustache and beard colored red and white on the mummified head fit with the known characteristics of the king's hair. The red-headed stepchild there. Many features match those in portraits of the king, the team said. Wow. Charlier says there were three cutting wounds were also visible, corresponding to the separation of the head from the body by a revolutionary in 1793. Well, that ought to give you a pause if you're in government today. Two maids jailed to be lashed for sorcery. Wow. Man, we're really moving forward, aren't we? The next thing you knew, they're going to be doing dunkings again in the Boston Harbor. A Saudi court gave heavy jail sentences to two Indonesian housemaids and ordered them to be lashed 700 times with a whip. Wow. 700 times? Dudes are serious. With a whip on charges of practicing witchcraft to extort money from their employers, a local daily reported on Monday. Indonesian maids. Wow, Saudi Arabia. The two maids, aged 33 and 25, had used clothes and other personal items to cast a spell on the man and his family in Riyadh since they started working for him nearly 3 years ago. The court in Saudi capital was told that the two maids used their magic skills to control the family's life and drain their employer's financial resources. This sounds like the Rothschilds. They also controlled this behavior, his behavior, and the health of all family members. The family started to look feeble and pale, kind of like the queen, isn't it? And could not do anything to end their ordeal. Bury the usurpers dealing with that one. The paper quoted the man's brother as saying, quote, they succeeded in extorting much money from the family to send it to their families in Indonesia. They drained the family financially and physically. Is it kind of like an Indonesian pastime? You know, draining the host? What a bunch of parasites. Well, here's another one. Seven dead and 100 injured in an Iran quake, France 24 News reporting. The AFP, at least seven people have died and hundreds more were injured in a 6.5 magnitude earthquake which struck southeastern Iran, Mehr News Agency reported on Tuesday. The late Monday quake with an epicenter near the town of Hozinbiad in the Kerman province was followed by 22 tremors. I'll pass on that easy opportunity, too. The agency said, quoting the geophysics department of Tehran University, quote, so far damages have been concentrated in villages in the areas of Sarak, and seven dead and hundreds of injured have been removed from the debris. Well, that doesn't sound good. Considering the damages, the death toll is expected to rise. Seven dead and hundreds injured in an Iran quake. Wow. Here's another one. This is from the LifeSiteNews.com. Life, Family, and Cultural News. Interesting. By a Matthew Cullinan Hoffman writing, attorney for a man is accused of incest, asked, if homosexual sex is legal, why not this? Wow. Interesting news article, December the 17th. The attorney for David Epstein, I'm sure he's a Jesuit, a Columbia University professor charged with incest and with his adult daughter, is defending sex between family members. This news article ought to be coming out of Switzerland. Defending sex between family members by appealing to homosexual rights is a precedent. Epstein's lawyer, Matthew Galuzzo, well, there's your Knight of Malta, maybe, told ABC News that it's okay for homosexuals to do whatever they want in their own home. How is this so different? We have to figure out why some behavior is tolerated and some is not. Wow. How far down the slippery slope have we gone, folks? What goes on between consenting adults in private should not be legislated. This is not the proper domain of our law, Galuzzo told the Huffington Post. If we assume for a moment that both parties are consenting, then we are prosecuting this. Well, so he has an adult daughter at home. This is David Epstein, Columbia University professor, seems to be having sex with his daughter. Wonder what his wife had to say about this. But then again, at what age did he start having sex with his daughter? When she was two? After all, it's just like, you know, poking your eye in a baby, right? They heal right back up again. It's the magic of the Marian heresy. They just become virgins over and over. Academically, we're obviously all morally opposed to incest, and rightfully so, academically, Galuzzo stated in his interview with ABC. At the same time, there is an argument to be made in the Swiss case to let what goes on in privately in bedrooms. Galuzzo was referring to a Swiss legislative initiative to legalize incest between consulting adults. So the nose of the, you know, the camel's got his nose under the tent in Switzerland, and this guy, David Epstein, I guess, wants to bring it into Columbia University. Professor Joanna L. Grossman, gross man, how gross, in an interview with ABC News, pointed to the wording of the 2003 Supreme Court decision striking down sodomy laws. The decision, said Grossman, said that the government cannot prohibit private, consensual, sexual, or intimate conduct that does not involve minors or coercion. The same words, by implication, would make incest legal. America.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've got just a little bit more going on here in the chat and in my email basket. Here's one that was sent in. The IMF director says the IMF forces coordination, and there's no other solution to Greek-style austerity. Forces coordination. Coordination is an important word these days. Lots going on with the various counties coming into coordination. But here this article continues. It's speaking to Triple Crown. Charlie Rose, he's a CFR Trilateral Commission member and a Bilderberg Intent B. That's where he gets his triple crown. On December the 16th, IMF Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn ran cover for the failed Euro and IMF interventionist policies. Here's a quote, "I'm a big advocate of the single currency," close quote. Now, the blogger here, and I don't see who the author is, it's posted by a Fox capitalist, fake capitalist, all right, this would be his blog apparently. "Greater economic integration often leads to greater political integration, as demonstrated by progression in Europe, from the European coal and steel community to the European economic community to the European Union and then the Euro." Brilliant. This guy's got it down. He knows the chain. He knows the sequence of events. I don't know very many people that ever talked about the European coal and steel community before I started to talk about it in the Patriot Radio Networks in late 2005, I guess it was. But this is exactly the chain. This is the sequence. Started with the European coal and steel community, moved into the European economic community, went on to the European Union, and then the creation and the bringing forth of the Euro. And it provides a lot of results, close quote. Yes, like the $110 billion Greek bailout and the $85 billion Euro Irish bailout. Now, Charlie Rose asked this question, "Can you have austerity and growth at the same time?" Dominique Strauss-Kahn replies, "Well, I would answer no." That's right. You've got it right, Dominique. You cannot have austerity and growth at the same time. He's obviously unaware of or deliberately omitting that the U.S. had unprecedented economic growth from 1945 to 1950 in the face of federal budget cuts of over 50%. Well, yeah, but from 1945 to 1950, friend, the author here, replying to the author, the forward-going momentum coming out of two world wars and the massive amount of people coming back from the wars, going into business and needing to continue. I mean, that's when some of the best stuff that we've ever made was getting made, and some of the best machinery that was ever developed was developed, and so on and so forth. So whether we had, let's see, he says, in the face of federal budget cuts of over 50%, we don't need federal budget cuts. We had all the factories in the world standing right there waiting. But the problem in the banking sector, here's another quote, but the problem in the banking sector is limited to a small number of banks. The big banks are safe, and so I think it's manageable. Continuing, he says, safe like three of the five biggest investment banks in the U.S., one of which went bankrupt, Lehman Brothers, and two others which collapsed, Bear Stearns and Merrill Lynch, and were bought up at a fraction of their 52-week highs by the biggest commercial banks, question mark? Or safe like the biggest commercial banks that were bailed out by the federal government's $700 billion troubled asset relief plan and the Federal Reserve's $3.3 trillion bailout fund they fought so hard to keep secret? Or how about Iceland's currency going south by 80% in just 4 months in 2008 as a result of their three big banks going bankrupt? Or the UK's two biggest banks being effectually nationalized? Or, well, you get the idea, he says. Speaking on the decision required by Euro countries to get out of the current crisis, Strauss-Kahn emphasized, it's, quote, it's politically very difficult. The decision will be made in the center, which will overcome the sovereignty of the nations. And that's where we're headed, overcoming the sovereignty of nations, an end to national sovereignty. As we nationalize, everything and come under a new global order. Well, going back into our text here and looking at the history of the Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers, bringing a little bit of reason into the broadcast this morning, chapter one again, and this is in a whole new section. I'm 213 pages into it. Part three, the great fortunes from railroads, trusts, banks, and other sources. Of course, we've been talking a little bit about credit mobilier. We're moving into that time period in this book. He starts out, he says, before setting out to relate in detail the narrative of the amassing of the great individual fortunes from railroads, it is advisable to present a preliminary summary of the concatenating circumstances. This is the second time in his work he's used that phrase, concatenating. We used to do that when we were working with the early Radio Shack computers. That was part of the programming codes that we needed to understand how you would concatenate. But anyway, concatenating circumstances leading up to the time when these vast fortunes were rolled together. Without this explanation, this work would be deficient in clarity and would leave unelucidated many important points, the absence of which might puzzle or vex the reader. Again, this written in 1907, right? At a time when people still wrote and wrote fairly well. Also, although industrial establishments, as exemplified by mills, factories, and shops, much preceded the construction of railroads, yet the next great group of fortunes to develop after and along with those from land were the fortunes plucked from the control and the manipulation of railroad systems. Again, credit mobilier in America being discussed right here. The lagging factory fortunes. We talked about that. Actually, this book is written in a very studied way. It begins with our earliest, our foundations, with the corporations coming over, setting up their colonies. And then it has just step by step by step by step tracked the propertied classes through now to the point where they're going to seize the public domain. The lagging factory fortunes. Under the first stages of the old chaotic competitive system in which factory warred against factory, and an intense struggle for survival and ascendancy enveloped the whole tense sphere of manufacturing, no striking industrial fortunes were made. You got the visual picture here? Factories warring against factories. We spoke yesterday about Marshall Fields and the way that he set up his mercantile system where he was able to eliminate all of the jobbers and the suppliers, and he would go in various countries around the world and he would manufacture the products that would be sold in his stores. All right? You'd come in off the street in New York or in Chicago and you'd come into a Marshall Fields store. And inside the store, largely the items that were for sale and displayed there were made by them. So he had the whole circle tied up. And then, by these factory towns, which he started to do with the Pullman Company, he started to pioneer this idea, just like they have in Foxconn right now, where you so thoroughly sew up the whole process that all of your employees, just like Robert Owen, the Owenites, early socialism, just like the Owenites and Field, what he was able to do was you so sew up the life of your employees that even the uniforms which you require them to wear in your factories, like you see in the photographs from Foxconn, even the uniforms and the little masks and the gloves, they have to buy them from the company. They buy them from the company store. And the way that Field set it up, they have to buy their gas from them. They have to buy their they had to buy their water from them, sewer. Even they charged a rent for shutters on the windows of the company houses and the whole program. Right? They had it set up so that the employees were always going in debt to the employer. That's how you get free labor, free money. And at the same time, Field was rolling in the dough, banking them, bringing them in. Right? And the rest of his kin went the same way. So continuing, under the first stage of the old chaotic competitive system in which factory warred against factory and an intense struggle for survival and ascendancy enveloped the whole tense sphere of manufacturing, no striking industrial fortunes were made. And in the competitive system, you know, it's dog-eat-dog out there. You've heard it all your life. You can play Mr. Nice Guy, but you probably won't be in business very long, unfortunately, in the competitive system, a free and open marketplace. Of all of these modern and complex factors offering such unbounded opportunities for gathering in spoils, mounting into the hundreds of millions of dollars, were either unknown or inchoate or rudimentary state. In other words, they were still perfecting this system. Invention, if we may put it so, was just blossoming forth. Remember hearing U.S. Patent Office that they figured, well, I don't remember the year, they might as well just shut down the Patent Office. Everything that could be invented had been invented, and that was just it, right? We weren't going to progress any further. How wrong they were. Invention, if we may put it so, was just blossoming forth. Hand labor was largely prevalent. Huge combinations were undreamed of. Paper capitalization, as embodied in the fictitious issues of immense quantities of bonds and stocks, was not yet a part of the devices of the factory owner, although it was a fixed plan of bankers and insurance companies. Remember, you go all the way back to the beginning of the first bank, you know, the bank, you know, U.S. Bank, the National Bank in New York, Mellon Bank, that conglomeration. That set up the model. And then everybody and their brother wanted to jump in and open a bank, and so they started selling charters. So
through bribes and grafts and corruption and greed. Anyway, we'll pick it up right here. Be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And so continuing where we left off before the break, we're looking at the seizure of the public domain, the lagging factory fortunes, all this out of Gustavus Meyer's book, The History of the Great American Fortunes. This was originally published in copyright in 1907. I have the Modern Library edition open in front of me here, donated by one of our listeners, Bill, and so appreciative of it. It's been a really great read and so much information to share with y'all. But hand labor here, he says, was largely prevalent, all right? We're still starting. We're still getting this country going. Hand labor was still prevalent. Huge combinations were undreamed of. Paper capitalization, as embodied in the fictitious issues of immense quantities of bonds and stocks, was not yet a part of the device of the factory owner, although it was a fixed plan of the bankers and insurance companies, all right? So we'd already seen that developed on the East Coast. The factory owner was the supreme type of that sheer individualism which had burst forth from the restraints of feudalism. He stood alone fighting his commercial contest with persistent personal doggedness. Beneath his occasional benevolence and his religious professions was a wild ardor in the checkmating or bankruptcy of his competitors. These were his enemies. He fought with them with every mercantile weapon, and they him, and none gave quarter. apart from the destructive character of this incessant warfare, dooming many of the combatants, other intervening factors had the tendency of holding back the factory owners' quick progress. Obstacles and drawbacks copiously described in later and more appropriate parts of this work. All right. Very, very interesting stuff going on in here. In contrast, this is the might of the railroad owners. And again, these are like little blog posts, just two, three, four paragraphs at a shot, so that you can pick up the book. Maybe you're on your way to work or something, you're waiting at a traffic light, or you're waiting for you know fuel to fill into the tank or something, and you could just pick one of these little bits up and go with it. Maybe while you're waiting for the eggs to boil or whatever you do in breakfast throughout the day, in and around other things, whether you're baking a cake, changing a baby's diaper, sweeping the floor, whatever, you can have plenty of time to read these little vignettes and expand your understanding of the real history behind the history, the real story behind the story. In contrast to the slow, almost creeping pace of the factory owners in the race for wealth, the railroad owners sprang at once into the list of the mighty wealth possessors. And again, you know, before we castigate and condemn, realize that these guys are sitting here in this country, in the North American continent, and they've got their, you know, their backs right now at this point to the Atlantic Ocean. And in the foreground, all they see is land. And the one thing all that land needs worse than anything is people. And so they throw open the doors, you know, send us your poor, send us your tired, send us your hungry, your downtrodden, and all that Lazarus stuff. We need more people. And so it was pretty much just a wide open field day. And so as more people came, in order to populate, in order to gain control of the public domain, all that land that lie between the eastern seaboard and the Pacific Ocean, we need to populate. In order to get that to happen, we needed to have wagon routes, stage routes, mail routes, telegraphs, and ultimately railroad tracks. And that's what they were up to here. Railroad owners, we say, the distinction is necessary between the builders of the railroads and the owners. And isn't that the case? We talk about the windmills, Don Quixote's wind turbines, and we find that we got this Chinese wind turbine company. And then we've got this Epsteiner or Goldenstein or whatever this Weinstein was, who's the CEO here in America, right? Chinese company, may I? Anyway, continuing. The one might construct, okay, so railroad owners, we may say, the distinction is necessary between the builders of the railroads and the owners. You might have a builder of a railroad that's like the Fields, you know, a Viscount or something who has become a part of the nobility of England again, recovering there or moving someplace in Europe to buy a castle. They were looking for that. They wanted that. They wanted that aristocracy thing again. All right. So they made their big fortunes in banking other ventures. And then they went back and they became, you know, knighted and blessed and so on and so forth. And then they ran their empires from afar. They were absentee owners. And so he's correct when he says railroad owners. And there's a distinction necessary between the builders of the railroads and the owners. The one might construct, but it often happened that by another set of men, that by means of cunning, fraud, and corruption, the builders were superseded by another set of men who vaulted into possession. And so we get the bow tie boy there, you know, what's his name? Actor. No, he's like a musician's name. I'll think of it in a minute. Guy with the bow tie, Mr. Happy. He buys up Burlington Northern recently. Right. I'll come back to that. But anyway, he buys it up. He never drove a railroad spike in his life. Warren Buffett. There you go. I was thinking of Jimmy Buffett, but it's Warren Buffett. All right. So Warren Buffett buys up a railroad. Isn't that handy? Never drove a spike in his life. Wouldn't know a railroad tie from a railroad crossing, you know? Nevertheless. This is the difference. This is what is being written about here. Looking back and summing up the course of events for a series of years, it may be said that there was created overnight a number of entities empowered with extraordinary and far-reaching rights and powers of ownership. And I do have maps in my old, you know, high school and college history textbooks that show the checkerboard of America. As the railroad companies advanced, crisscrossing as they did, all of the square miles that were given to them on either side of their road for the as a bonus or a benefit for building the railroad. Humongous land holdings. All right. That's what he's inferring to here. These entities called corporations were called into being by law. And of course, it wasn't just here at this time. You can go back to Blackstone's commentaries, and they speak of corporations in their early beginnings. And technically speaking, a corporation serves a function. And like any tool, it could be used for good or could be used for less than good purposes, where the means justify the ends. These entities were called corporations and were called into being by law, beginning as creatures of law. The very rights, privileges, and properties obtained by means of law soon enabled them to become the dictators and the masters of law. And realize as well that these great property people and the early bankers were joined at the hip with the lawyers, the attorneys, and they controlled government through the lawmaking. All right? So we have the legislative branch of government overwhelmed and overrun with the lawyers. You would expect it. The title was in the corporation, not in the individual. Hence, the men who controlled the corporation swayed the substance of power and ownership. The factory was usually a personal affair owned by one man or in co-partnership. To get control of this property, it was necessary to get the owner in a financial corner and force him to sell out. For as a rule, he had no bond or stock issue, but the railroad corporation was a stock corporation. Whoever secured control of a majority of the stock became the legal administrator of its policies and property. Big difference, big change. This is also where we can understand the power of holding companies. It is not necessary to have a majority of stocks in a company in order to control the company if you have minor positions in all of their competitors and all of their suppliers and all of their upline and all of their downline. Anyone with their right mind could see that you hold all of the cards necessary to control outcomes, and so therefore you don't need to have a majority of the stocks to control a company. You just need to be a holding company laying in the background. And so it makes our work as researchers much more difficult trying to figure out who the wire pullers are, because you've got to go through and pierce these corporate veils, even at the level of a holding company. Continuing. By adroit manipulation, intimidation, superior knavery, and the corrupt domination of law, it was always easy for those who understood the science of rigging the stock market and that of strategic undermining to wrest the control away from weak or, treating the word in a commercial sense, incompetent holders. This has been long shown by a succession of examples. So, I mean, what we're seeing today in Wall Street and in Washington, D.C., and in the state capitals, and has been exposed by, the CAFRA, Corporation Nation and other works that are out there right now, all of this that's been exposed, coming to more and more understanding, generally, this is not new. Right? This is like a well-worn crank handle on an old telephone. If you know how to fit your hand around the handle, you can grab hold of it and crank it for all your worth. That's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.